Regarding the prophet and the person accused of hypocrisy, the hadith tells us, it was Itban the son of Malik's practice to join his tribe, the Bani Salim, in prayer. However, between them was a valley prone to floods, which, once flooded, became difficult for him to make the crossing to the mosque. So he went to the Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, and said, my eyesight is poor, and I find it difficult to cross over the valley that separates me from my tribe when it is flooded. I would like it very much if you would come to my house and pray inside it, so that I might assign that part as my place of prayer. The Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, agreed. The next day, when the sun had risen high, the Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, came to my house with Abu Bakr and asked permission to enter, which I gave. He asked me, where do you wish me to pray? So I pointed out the place to him. He stood for prayer and commenced with the takbir, Allahu Akbar, and we lined up behind him. He prayed two units of prayer, and we prayed behind him. After he had finished the prayer, I offered some food prepared from sugar, milk, and finely ground flour. When my neighbors heard that the Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, was in my house, they gathered there in large numbers. Someone asked, where is Malik, the son of Daksam? Another said, he's not here. Then another said, he's a hypocrite. He does not love Allah and his messenger. Upon hearing this, the Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, said, do not say that. Don't you know that he has said, there is no God except Allah, seeking only the pleasure of Allah? The man said, Allah and his messenger know best, but as for us, we see that his friendship and conversation are confined to the hypocrites. The Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, said, Allah will protect whosoever bears witness that there is no God except Allah, seeking with it only the pleasure of Allah from the fire.